celebrating the written word. This is The County Writes, The County Reads, with Lynn Pickering on 99.3 County FM.
Welcome to the show. Today, a preview of things to come. Radio plays produced by a theater club have proven a welcome addition to County FM's Sunday evening programming. The third play premieres Sunday, August 8th at 8 o'clock. The Writer is written and directed by Norm Foster, and when he and Dave McKay were on the show last March, this is what they had to say.
Myself and Pat Larkin actually are going to be starring in it. I say the word starring with some modesty, and it's going to be directed by Norm Foster. So we're really thrilled that this is going to be part of the radio production going forward. I'm thrilled that Norm would take on directing the play. And it's a new challenge. And the part I'm playing is a man about my age. And it, he takes place in the play with his son. And I could identify with so many things in it that I was thrilled to have an opportunity to sit down and to do this. And I don't know, Norm, if you were inspired, because you and I are contemporaries, but certainly I can see a lot of you in that particular play as well.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave. You know, the older I get, the older my characters get. So I can play my parts, you know, until forever. So yeah. So I find that older characters to me seem to have more meat on their bones and more to say. And so I'm really enjoying the characters I'm writing right now, especially the father character in the play that you're going to be in. It's called The Writer, and Dave's character is a Pulitzer Prize winning writer who is starting to show signs of Alzheimer's, early signs, and he's got his son has come to kind of look after him. So it's a pretty involved, poignant story, and I can't wait to get started on it.
That was County FM volunteer Dave McKay and playwright Norm Foster. They were on the show to promote Norm's play Halfway There, the first radio play produced for County FM by a theater club. But now, as you heard, Dave, along with Pat Larkin, are cast as father and son in the upcoming production of The Writer, which starts its four-week run next Sunday at 8 p.m. on County FM. Playwright Norm Foster and stars Dave McKay and Pat Larkin join me now. Welcome back to the County Writes, the County Reads, Norm.
Thank you. Hello.
And Dave.
Thanks, Lynn. And I love the term stars. That's great. Thank you.
And Pat, you're with us too.
I am indeed. Great to be here with you guys.
Now, I want to go back to that clip, Dave, because you said last March that this was a new challenge and you'd never acted before. Why start now?
That's what I wonder.
Now, there were a few moments during the rehearsal that I did that myself, but you know what? It came at an opportune time because of the pandemic, and I had worked with Norm and Phil Knox to produce the previous play, and they asked me if I was interested in doing this, and I have to say, if Pat Larkin hadn't agreed to do it, I would never have done it, because I have no experience, to be honest, no experience, and Pat is a gifted and talented actor for years, so I knew that he could carry the play by himself if he had to.
There's two characters there, Dave.
And I have to get to Pat in a minute, but I want to go to Norm, because Norm, Dave has said that he can see a lot of you in the play. What aspects of your own life did you bring to it?
I think maybe just the sense of humor. I think when you write any play, a bit of you creeps into the play, no matter, you know, even the characters are fictional, but a bit of you obviously sneaks into play somewhere as a writer. So, yeah, I think the sense of humor, a bit of the sarcasm, and I think the relationship between the two men is kind of neat. And they're both, you know, I'm really the old guy in this play, you know. So I'm the old guy. I'm the father. So, yeah, I try and imagine having a little chat with my son in this play.
Well, Pat, I'm going to get to you because you're the young pup in this scenario, playing Dave's son. And as Dave said, you're a well-established, experienced actor, and Dave is new to the game. Did you give him any advice, and what was it like working with this novice actor?
Actually, I was really excited about working with Dave on this project for a variety of different reasons. The first one was it's neat to explore this sort of thing with someone who doesn't come in with a bunch of preconceived notion. So it was very much an open palette while working with Dave. And I think really the sort of most advice that I gave him was to sort of feel it, because he's playing a character that's very similar to his age, but to also pay a lot of attention to the pacing in the play. And the reason behind that is when you're acting on a stage, the physicality of the play is very, very easily observed. When you're doing it strictly audio, you have to basically make that physicality come through in such a way that the theater of the mind really does take over. And Dave bought right into that right off the get-go. And I think it's very evident as you listen to the play that that acting actually shines through. And that came mostly because Dave was there without a lot of preconceived notion, which was great to see.
All right. And Norm, you were the director as well as the writer, and you had to do it long distance. How did that work?
That was pretty good, because what they did was they would record a scene and then send it to me and ask me if I had any ideas, any suggestions, whether I approved, disapproved. So it was a pretty easy process. And they took direction very well, I must say. And I didn't really have that much to do, except I picked up the music, for the background music for the show. But other than that, just talk to the guys, listen to the reading of their scenes, and give a suggestion or two here and there. But for the most part, they were on their own, you know. They did a great job.
And Dave and Pat, I can see by a photo that you and Pat recorded in your home, and that Dodger, your faithful companion, has a credit on the photo as acting coach. So how was it recorded?
And she let our secret out. She let our secret out, Dave.
And people can see that that photo on our Facebook page if you go to it now. So there you have, your home has been turned into a studio. And what was Dodger's reaction? Did he appreciate your skills as an actor, or was he critical?
But Dodger's a very old dog, so he kind of fit right in with the theme of the whole play. He spent most of the time sleeping, which I hope our audience doesn't do.
All right, well, let's set the scene. Here's how the play begins.
So, you're okay with living here?
Oh, absolutely, yes. What's wrong with it?
Well, it's a lot smaller than what you're used to. I mean, you're a rich man, Dad. I think you can afford a better place.
Nah, this is just temporary.
It is?
Oh, yes. Yeah, your mother and I will work things out. You'll see.
Dad, you don't rent an apartment if you think things are going to work out.
Eh, it's a short-term rental.
Why didn't you get a hotel?
Ugh, that would be even smaller. Nah, your mother and I'll get past this in no time.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. We're already talking.
Are you?
And we spoke on the phone last night. Had a very positive conversation.
When she told you never to call her again, that conversation?
That was only a small part of the conversation.
Dad, I was at Mum's last night. I heard the conversation. That was the conversation.
Now, look. Don't you worry. It'll work itself out.
I'm not worried. I'm 42 years old. I'm beyond worried what you and Mum do in your relationship. Look, I just want you both to be happy. That's all I want.
And we will be. We'll figure it out.
You're 68, Dad. Shouldn't you have life figured out by now?
You never figure life out, Blake. That's what makes it so exciting. If I could figure life out, I wouldn't want to live it. You have to live each day as if you're riding a Brahma bull and you're about to get thrown off its back onto the humbling dirt below. That's how you live.
That was Dave McKay and Pat Larkin in the opening scene from The Writer, written and directed by Norm Foster. And Norm, just that short clip tells you a lot about the characters, where they are in life at that point, their age, their relationship. In just that short clip, so for aspiring playwrights, Can you explain the best way to begin a play where you grab the audience's attention like that?
That's what you have to do. You have to grab the audience right off the bat. You don't want to give them. I mean, I write comedies, but I like to have a laugh or two in the first, you know, couple of pages, so the audience knows they can laugh and they know it's a comedy. And you want to start to get the story out, the setting for the story as quickly as you can. You don't want to keep the audience guessing and say, you know, where's this going? When is this going to kick into gear? So I like to come out of the shoot, you know, running. I hit the ground running when I write a play. So you'll find that most of my plays, hopefully all of my plays, get off to a quick start. And you want to grab the audience right away. That's what I try and do.
You're listening to The County Writes, The County Reads. The radio play, produced by a theater club, will air in four parts beginning Sunday, August 8th on County FM. Here's another clip from the first episode of The Writer.
Hey. I see you're still writing on this old Underwood.
I wrote A Kind Heart on that typewriter. This is my lucky typewriter.
You wrote one hit play on this typewriter 35 years ago, and that makes it your lucky typewriter.
Hey, A Kind Heart put you and your sister through university. It put a roof over your head. Damn nice roof. So don't knock my typewriter.
All right. Don't get excited. So what are you working on these days? Cast in Stone.
Very provocative piece, filled with angst, intrigue, and unrequited love. It'll shine a light on social injustice across the land.
Page one.
Just getting started. But I think it's an important play. It'll make people think.
An important play. Just what the world needs.
You know, I wish you wouldn't mock me like that, Blake.
I'm not mocking you.
You are mocking me.
All right, maybe a little bit.
You have no right to mock. You have no idea what goes on in a writer's mind.
Dad, I'm a writer.
A travel writer.
And that's not writing?
That's reporting. That's not creating.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
Well, it isn't. You get on a plane, you fly someplace, and you say, well, look, the pyramids. And then you write about the pyramids. The pyramids have been there for thousands of years, Blake. You didn't create the pyramids. You're reporting on the pyramids. Then you get in another plane and you say, oh, look, Stonehenge. And you write about Stonehenge. It's nothing like what I do.
What you did, Dad, what you did.
What do you mean?
Well, you wrote one play.
I've written many plays.
Okay. I'm sorry. One play that's been produced.
All over the world, I might add. 948 performances on Broadway, 2 years on the West End, touring productions as far away as Australia, revival upon revival, production upon production.
Dad, I'm your son. Please don't recite your resume to me.
I just don't want you to forget it.
I won't forget it. Believe me, it's like a shadow on my chest x-ray.
And well, it should be. That was a joke.
I know. I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
God.
So, want to stay and watch the football game with me? There's a football game on today.
That's Dave McKay and Pat Larkin, his father and son, in a clip from the first episode of The Writer, written and directed by Norm Foster. And Norm, in that clip, Donald has been able to raise his family and pay the bills based on the productions of his one successful play. You are the most produced playwright in Canada, with, as it says in your bio, an average of 150 productions of your plays each year. That must make you wealthy beyond belief. Why are you working and writing?
Let's not forget, I'm working in Canada. being a playwright in Canada is like being in the witness protection program. Nobody knows who you are.
The writer, Donald, is still using an old Underwood typewriter. Are you?
No, but I did. When I first started writing plays, I used the old Underwood manual typewriter for about my first three plays. And then when I finally got a computer, and I could cut and paste. I wondered, how did I ever write those first three plays on a manual typewriter, you know, with the whiteout stuff and you roll up the paper? I mean, if I knew how big a job that was, I probably wouldn't have started. But it's I did it somehow. Boy, but computer makes it so much easier. Jeez.
Well, you know, I was looking at the picture of the typewriter, which promotes the play, and I thought, I wonder how many young people today would even know what a typewriter is.
It's true. I don't know. It's like a rotary dial telephone. It's there. What's that? What is this thing? Is it like a museum? What is this?
Well, let's go into the story of the play a little bit more. We've heard in these couple of clips from the first scene that Donald and his son Blake have a bit of a fractious relationship. How does it evolve over the course of the play?
Well, at first, they're kind of at loggerheads, this father and son. You know that they love each other, but they, you know, Donald is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and Blake is a writer, but not nearly on the scale that his father is. And his father doesn't really look up or give his son much credit for his writing. In fact, his son is always saying, "Dad, I'm a writer," you know, I'm correcting him. So I think that evolves where it turns around, and Blakey eventually, because of Donald's condition, Blakey eventually becomes the dominant personality towards the end. And I think that's how it evolves, yeah.
Let's go back to the actors. And Pat, I want to talk to you because your acting career has been on stage, and you explained about the difference between radio and acting on stage. Did you find it much easier acting for radio because you can read your lines instead of having to memorize them?
Hey, Lynn, I actually went in and spent a good deal of time with the script because I think there's reading a script and then there's acting a script. So there's a little more involved with just, you know, rather than just sort of sitting up and reading, because you really have to get into the character. If you're not presenting that character across in such a way that people are losing themselves in the story, then they're missing it because they haven't got anything to look at. So at the end of the day, it was easier in terms of not worrying about missing a line or having to get yourself stuck or unstuck from a difficult position, which theater often presents itself with. And yet on the other side, it presented a whole sort of new challenge to make sure that you were very true to the script and true to the character.
And are there any stage productions in your future? I know it's difficult to tell now because we don't know what's going to be allowed, but are you looking forward to getting back to stage? And will you be doing that soon, do you know?
I'm certainly hoping to. I think the massive difference right off the bat is the fact that there is an energy on stage that moves between the audience and the players on the stage. And it's that energy that really takes the live performance to a whole different level. That I'd say as an actor is something that I absolutely crave, and I'm very much looking forward to getting back into that arena. And just sort of going over stuff that's coming down the pipe, it looks like I may be taking the Frankenfurter, Dr. Frankenfurter role back out for a show. So I may be jumping back into the stockings and heels, who knows.
That would be great. That was so successful, that show. I wanted to ask you about getting this part. How did it come about that you are playing Blake in this radio play, The Writer?
Well, it was an incredible conversation with Phil Knox, to be honest with you. Phil just phoned me and he said, "Look, I've got this project." And when Phil phones me and says, "Look, I've got this project," I usually perk my ears up. And then he described the project. And funnily enough, Norm, no knock to you at all, but Dave McKay's name was mentioned first. And I worked with Dave's son, Chris, back in the day. In fact, a lot of Chris and my relationship was based on our work on stage. And so to have that opportunity come full circle
you know, this many years down the road, with a gentleman that I respect very, very highly was absolutely amazing. And then Phil says to me, oh, and by the way, Norm Foster is going to be directing it. Right there, I said, well, Phil, you know, I'm looking at my contract. I think we're good. I speak quite often about the opportunities that we get in this community, and this was another one of them. And I've been so blessed and so lucky to have so many of these opportunities. And this is one again that I get to look back on and smile and say, yeah, you know, that was a really great moment.
And Dave, now that you've been bitten by the acting bug, are you going to be doing more?
I would suggest no. because I'm afraid that the next step would have to be on stage, and quite frankly, at my age and my bladder condition, I may not be able to last 2 hours. So.
Oh, God.
Dave, you just froze again there a bit, but I need to get that line about your bladder condition every minute. Every male of your age, I hear the same thing. So you can't go on stage because of your bladder condition.
Well, it was a great opportunity, though, and I thank Norm, Pat, Phil, everybody involved in getting me involved. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And, you know, one of the things about this particular play, as with most Norm Foster plays, is that Norm writes so that the viewers, the audience, seems like they're taking part in a conversation with people. And that's really what it was like a conversation. Part of the conversation can be really mundane, like, what are we going to have for supper? But it can also be really life-altering, as we see in this particular play. So from that point of view, it was a real honor to participate, and I think the audience is really going to enjoy the conversation.
And, Norm, I'm going to end with you as the writer and director. This is your second production for a theater club, and the radio plays on 99.3 County FM. Can we look forward to more?
I hope so. We'll see what happens. I mean, both the I wasn't as involved in the first one, halfway there, but I've been quite involved in this one. So yeah, I really enjoyed it, and they're great to work with, and I think the finished product turned out pretty good. So I wouldn't mind doing it again. Yeah.
And I think with the clips that we heard today, you could tell that both Pat and Dave, his debut acting performance, have done a terrific job. It sounds so real and authentic. Yeah. And so congratulations to you all.
I think it's funny that Dave's worried about his bladder control and not his memory when it comes to being on stage.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from on that one, Norm.
We all have priorities in life, Norm.
It elicits the question, did he forget his line or did he have to go pee?
Thanks, guys. Thank you all. Thanks to Phil Knox and the Theater Club. The radio plays are sure proving to be a very popular addition to County FM's programming. We'll be listening in. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, good to see you, Norm.
You too.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks again, Norm.
Thanks, Pat.
The Writer, written and directed by Norm Foster and starring Dave McKay and Pat Larkin, begins its 4-week run next Sunday at 8 p.m. Stay with 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.